880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, this is Jim Freed. We're here with another edition of Freed on Business. Juan, thanks for the smooth intro and transition. I really appreciate it. yeah, please keep the gun under the table. All right. Well, last week we ended the show talking about how it was a Rosh Hashanah coming up. Everybody should be nice on the road. And just in order to give me the good karma, on Monday, some guy rode me off the road. It was absolutely unbelievable. The guy was on the phone going 90 miles an hour, slammed right into me. I saw him coming, doing the slalom up the turnpike behind me, came flying past me, got stuck behind two slow cars, slammed me into the freaking emergency lane, and then kept going and was an absolute nutcase. But there's a happy ending. The happy ending has to do with my insurance company, Allstate. I want to thank the guys at Allstate, especially Adrian Marrero, who was the claims adjuster who worked with me today. He took care of me, made sure that my car came out right, and he took me over and we went to the Lexus of North Miami collision shop where Rosendo worked with me. I want to thank Rosendo, and I want to thank Allstate. Everybody out there was great. They made an otherwise tense situation better. Thank you to Allstate. Thank you to Adrian. Thank you to Rosendo over at Lexus in North Miami in their collision center. They do great work. I went up there, never seen it before. What an amazing place. You should go check it out. Now let's get on with Freed on Business. Freed on Business. Thank you to everybody that's helped me. Today we're going to do business talk. We're going to announce the award winner for the contest. You want to stay tuned because the award winner is not somebody you would expect. Stay tuned. You're going to hear why, and you'll hear why you should join our contest the next time and continue to work with us on the contest. So we're going to talk about social media in your business. That's after Matt and I do the emails. Then we'll have Adam Talbon at about 5:20, 5:30. Adam will be talking about email marketing and how to build your national marketing campaign. Around 5:35, we'll go into our health and wellness segment. Lolly Green, MSW, she's still with her grandkids up north, but she has sent an email, and we'll be doing that on the show. Michael Kwan, he'll be calling in. He had a conflict. I guess somebody called him, and they needed a workout. Victor Franks will be coming down off the mountaintop, and Matt Gold will be talking about chicken burritos, a Mexican fiesta. Ooh la la, that's French, dude.
Oh, yeah. Olé.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're supposed to talk into the microphone, Matt.
I did.
You didn't. You said thank you, and you went like this. Oh, he has two microphones. Is that one working, too? All right. Matt, you're the ultimate nerd today.
Here I am.
All right. Well, listen, let's get to the emails. Let's get started. We've got one from your favorite on the top this time.
Oh, my goodness. Penny again from Boca.
Now, where you been, baby? You got mail.
All right.
Oh, man. Thank you.
I knocked that one out.
You were great. You were great. Now, tell me, what has Penny got to
Penny
say?
Penny's over here. He's like, I'm ready to cha-cha with Matt's Mexican food here. It's, well, Penny, I'm looking forward to it as well. So just hang on tight. We'll get to it shortly.
It's got to be a nom de plume, I checked. Nobody on the email blast is named Penny. So she's sending it with somebody else's name. But this woman is getting the emails.
Well,
she's
that's
on.
Good.
She's one of the 1,800, one of the 2,800 people.
You should check out the Facebook page. I'm on there again. So she can actually check me out.
You're a hot tamale.
Oh, well.
Okay, what do you got next?
Lori and Pinecrest. Uh-oh, another one. Hey, Penny, ease up on Matt. He's all mine. Wow. What a hunk. And Jim's not bad either.
Who is this person, Matt?
I don't get it. Whatever. All right.
Matt's sweating. Wait. Matt's sweating.
I'm going to wipe my brow. All right. Let's go on to Orlando with Bob.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for listening up in Orlando, man.
Hey, Bob's a banker, and he's facing a layoff. The economy's not getting any better for me. What do I do?
Well, first of all, I could tell you that I was at a speech last night. I know some of the banks are hiring, so please stick with it. The banks down here are hiring. I think in Orlando, maybe a little bit softer because their banking market was so home builder driven, and there's so many vacant homes up there that perhaps it's a little bit more difficult. I think that if you look for a good, solid position, you'll find it. The banks are all looking for good lenders that have good books. So, Bob, if there's something I can do to help, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, and I'd be more than happy to put you into my network and see if any of the bankers I know are looking to hire a staffer. So please send me an email to jim@freedonbusiness.com or call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Matt, who's next?
All right, we got Solomon. Wow, this is a nice biblical name, Solomon.
It's Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah,
Yom Kippur.
That too.
Okay.
All right, he's down on Brickell. He says, how goes the social media?
Matt, you got to be able to get it out there.
My words are slurring.
Yeah, yeah.
Four wines in.
Yeah.
That's the other holiday.
Okay. Anyway, what was the question? How's social media going?
Social media
is going terrific. The website continues to be improved. You should go to freedombusiness.com and check that out. We have well over 1,100 fans on Facebook at Freedom Business Facebook. You should go there, enjoy the conversation, have fun with us. We're going to be running another contest. Javi will be up in a little while. We'll talk about that when he announces the winner. We'll talk about also the next contest coming up. So you want to make sure you stay tuned for that. Social media is great. LinkedIn, we're up to almost 1,100 people. I think I was at 1097 last night. So everybody, thanks for linking in. Thanks for friending us on Facebook. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can look at Jim Fried. Matt, what else you got for me?
Kevin down in Miami.
Hey, Kev.
He wants to know if his wife won the contest.
I don't know. Javi will tell us in just a little bit of time, but in looking at Javi's face, it doesn't look like anybody from Miami who was female won the contest.
What about Penny?
Penny's from Boca. She's still in the running.
She's got a chance?
Yeah.
Alan from Atlanta.
Thank you for listening in Atlanta, Alan. What's happening, bud?
How do I get one of my hotels into this contest?
Well, Alan, you can give us a call. You call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. You can email me at jim@freedonbusiness.com. And we're going to talk to Javi about why this is good for a hospitality person or a hotel owner to do. There's a fabulous reasoning behind it. Javi's got this down to a science. He's a master of the travel industry. In fact, you want to check out, going back to the prior question, you want to check out our Facebook page because now we've got a travel widget up. So you'll be able to get travel deals. Jim Fried's hot travel deals are coming your way. But more on that when Javi's got his segment.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. What's next, Matty?
Sonny in Boca.
Hey.
I actually know a Sonny in Boca. I wonder if it's the same.
I don't know. Maybe she knows Penny.
I don't know. When are you starting the next contest? That's what Sonny wants to know.
Okay. We're starting the next contest, I think, probably next week after Yom Kippur. We want to keep in the tradition of making sure we don't start something during Yom Kippur. Actually, we're waiting to get the technical aspect set up. Everything's teed up. We're just waiting for after the holiday. We're going to open it up most likely next Monday. We'll do a blast on Twitter. We'll do a whole. Everybody, if you follow us on Facebook, you'll find out. If you follow us on Twitter, you'll find out. If you're linked with us, you'll find out. If you're on the email blast, you'll find out. You can always get involved with those things on your own selection, or you can always email me at jim@freedonbusiness.com, and I'm happy to add you to the email blast list to let you know what's coming on. But stay tuned to the show. Friend us on Facebook. The next contest is going to be absolutely fabulous.
Winnie from Miami Gardens.
Hey, what's up, Winnie?
Seems like home prices are stabilizing. What do you think?
I don't think that that's going to last too long. The reason that home prices are stabilizing is, if you'll recall, late last year and the beginning of this year, there was a freeze on the foreclosure. So there's fewer homes in the foreclosure pipeline that are hitting the market. Therefore, there's fewer homes that are depressing the market prices. When the home, when the foreclosed homes come back on the market, we're going to have price deflation again. So be careful. This is the eye of the hurricane.
Walter in Tampa. He says he's a small business person, and yet he needs a loan. His bank says that they're in the market, but he's got to come up with certain types of papers.
And then they say no after you come up with all the papers. What's
exactly
going on? What's going on is that there's a lot of money out there to make loans, but the banks are sitting on it. If they take and they get the money at the window for almost nothing, they can put it into just almost any risk-free investment and make a point or two. They're not going to loan it to you and take a risk. How do they explain it to their committee that they took a risk? If you need a loan, it's not going to be that easy to get, but That said, there are loans available and equity available for people with good businesses. Next.
Charlie in Plantation says he's got a 750 score and he's having a similar problem, but on the home side, he can't get a loan.
Well, because you have a 750 credit score, all that does is means you pay the minimum balance on time all the time. It may mean that you have low capacity on your credit cards. It may mean that you don't have the down payment that's required. It may mean that you don't have a stable job. So there's a lot of things that go into it. And all those things may be in place, and you still may not get the loan because the appraiser comes back and says it's worth less than what you're paying. It's all ridiculous. But it's the game right now, and I'm really apologizing to anybody who has to play it because it's going to be painful and not fun. It's the era of the high net worth, all cash buyer.
Wow. All right, Penny from Boca. Wait, is this Penny? Penny? Wow. Does Victor really live on the mountain?
I guess she's double dipping this week. She may have a thing for something else, Matt. Right. You better watch out there. Yes, the answer is yes. Victor lives in the Grand Tetons during the summer, and then he comes back to Miami and he lives down south in a beautiful place that you can actually see his backyard on the Facebook page because he's doing his Aqua Bliss thing and demonstrating it on me in his backyard before he left for the Grand Tetons. If you go to his Ask Dr. Frank's page or aquabliss.com, you'll see his photos of his place up in the Grand Tetons. And so he does live in the mountains. He is a mountain man. He's a wonderful guy. And all these things he speaks of is the truth. And yes, I really did lose 40 pounds following his advice. Maddie.
Larry and Weston. How do we meet you in person?
Well, the way you can meet me in person is I'm going to be at the ULI-NAIOP joint event tomorrow at the Signature Grand. So if you head on out there, you'll be sure to catch me.
Laura, seems unemployment numbers are dropping, but none of my friends are getting jobs.
Well, the reason that the unemployment numbers are dropping, you know, you read out there that it's about 10, 11, 12%, depending. It's really probably 17 to 20%. The reason that the unemployment figures are dropping, but the gross number of people out of jobs isn't, is because people have given up. And when you stop looking for work, they don't count you as unemployed anymore in those statistics. One other thing that people need to realize is that there's a structural change that's occurred in our marketplace, in the United States and in the world. People that had low-tech jobs and are unskilled labor, it's going to be more difficult for them to get jobs because just think of your own office. How many people need executive assistants? If there are executive assistants, they probably service more than one person at this point. Fewer and fewer people are needed to do the increasing amount of work because of technology and automation. These jobs are not coming back. People need to find new things to do. So, Laura, I'm sorry that if your friends can't find jobs, but there is hope. We may get gambling.
Whoa, that's a big, all right.
Well, I'm not taking a stand on that.
No,
that's a lot of low-income jobs, and we're about careers here on the show, but I guess enough. I just took a stand. Okay, who's next?
Don from Boca. What about Steve Jobs?
Well, I think it was Steve Jobs, but in any event, I'd like to tip my hat to Steve Jobs, the inventor of all the Apple stuff. Our world is a lesser place because he's left. It's a better place because he was here. God bless you, Steve. Vaya con Dios, but thank you so much for all of the things that you've left behind. You will live forever just as Edison does.
Amen.
There you go.
Mario from Miramar. I cannot pay my credit cards or find a new job. I'm fed up. I just need to tell someone.
Well, I hear you. I hear you, Mario. And soon we're going to be having a new group that's going to join the Freed on Business list of participants, and it's called True North Financial. True North will help people that have unsecured credit, not like the screamers that are on the radio that talk about getting rid of and wiping out your credit cards. These guys will help you figure things out. They'll give you consultation, etc. We'll talk about it more. But this is Jim Freed with Freed on Business, and we're going to be right back after this short message with Javier Morales and Alex Thomas, our friends from Associates in Business. We'll be right back after this short message. Don't go away. Hey, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. If you need to restructure your capital stack, we can help you with that too. So give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. And while you're at it, ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back with our social media segment. We're going to start off with Alex Thomas and Javier Morales, our friends from Associates in Business. We're going to talk about our website and Facebook and social media strategy. Guys, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good to be back.
How are you doing today, Jim?
I am always doing good when you guys are in the house.
All right.
All right.
All right. Now, first of all, I think everybody wants to know who's the contest winner. So let's announce the contest winner. Drum roll, please.
All right. The winner for the contest for the one night stay at the Mayfair Hotel, transportation to and from the hotel provided by Aventura Limo, and a $50 food and beverage credit at Spartico is Wade Vonknex.
Yeah, you did that good.
Vonknex. And he is from Boonton, New York.
Yeah, you did that good too. Well, we're going to post that on the Facebook page, right?
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and reach out to Wade and post it on the Facebook page. And congratulations if you're out there listening.
Yeah, congratulations, Wade. Thank you so much for friending our Facebook page. Enjoy your stay at the Mayfair. If you're coming down from New York, I hope you pick the right weekend. There's lots of good ones to stay in Coconut Grove. You're going to have an absolutely awesome time. We're going to have a great time down there. Thanks to the Mayfair. Thanks to Aventura Limo. Thanks to Spartico. Thanks to Associates in Business. Now, what's the next sweepstakes, Javi?
Well, the next sweepstakes, I think we got a local hotel out, I believe, in South Beach.
Yeah, we're talking to two. It's either going to be South Beach or Naples. I'm going to talk to one of them, and whichever one doesn't do it this month, it'll be next month. But we're going to have another hotel deal on the beach.
Definitely. And what we're looking at is adding a few more components to it to make it a little bit more exciting. So we should have that locked on by next Thursday so you can make the announcement and get it rocking and rolling, getting people to sign up.
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds great. Now, what else is happening with our social media makeover? I know that we've got a travel widget thing going on up there. What is that?
Well, the travel widget, what we're doing is actually providing your viewers with...
I think I got listeners.
Oh, listeners, I apologize.
That's okay. Welcome back to planet Earth.
Well, we're providing them with the ability to search for travel deals. So what we do is we have a widget that provides real-time travel special offers for the Caribbean, skiing. I mean, you name it, and they're all in there.
Oh, how totally cool.
International, domestic. I mean, it has it all with air and everything else.
Well, we're going to have to Facebook everybody and alert our social media community that we've got that available on the website. That's a new thing. I got to do that.
That's right.
I got to write an article too, don't I?
That's yes. Right, Jim.
You know, Jim, before we go on, just wanted to kind of add something in regards to the contest that we actually talked about a little bit earlier. And, you know, the benefit of getting hotels involved on the hospitality side. You know, one of the things for hotels to keep in mind is the redemption on a lot of the giveaways. In reality, what happens is it's a great marketing tool when you give away stays. But, you know, the redemption, unfortunately, is just not big. But what it does, it provides the travel suppliers with the ability to get the word out on their product. And at the end of the day, what we do is we work with the hotels to put a strategic plan in place so that when somebody does redeem, it's a beneficial benefit for them to be able to have them stay at the properties and the hotels.
Yeah, I got to figure that somebody's not going to come down from New York for one night. They're probably going to come down for two or three.
That's correct.
Now, we've been talking about this, the widget. What other new things are there that are coming on the website? Alex, you're up.
You bet. Absolutely.
I saw the nod there from Javi.
Well, you know, as far as the website, our main focus right now is trying to get that distribution out there through some of the social media channels. Of course, not just speaking so much of your Facebook and Twitters, actually looking a little bit more towards those article directories.
I've been a bad boy, haven't I?
You know
I?
That, Jim. You know that. But I'm confident that you can do it, and you're going to give me some great content to put out there.
Oh, man, I'm going to type and I'm going to write, or I think Juan is going to pull his sidearm out and blow out my knee.
Well, I'll tell you what. One of the other things I kind of wanted to touch on today was Twitter. We haven't actually had the opportunity to discuss that too much.
No, and I want to learn about that because there's Twitter where you're like doing a conversation, then there's Twitter where you're doing marketing.
That's
and
right.
If you add the right hashtags or whatever, it makes a big difference. Today, in today's tweet, I added hashtag executive wellness, and I added another one that I can't remember, a hashtag social media, I think, mm-hmm. just to get, what does that do when I add a hashtag?
Well, sure. You know, I mean, again, it almost is similar to what we've talked about in the past regarding SEO, because it's really utilizing keywords to be identified. And so, as you said today, if you use the hashtag with social media, then what you're doing is you're actually connecting in real time with people out there, not just, you know, in Facebook, you're working with your group of fans and those people that are already aware of you. Whereas with Twitter and using these hashtags, you're actually able to reach people that are looking for the same topic that you're looking for.
So what they're saying, so when they say this is trending on Twitter, like when I watched the Hurricane Scared Tactics on the Weather Channel and they go, this is trending on Twitter, and it goes like flooding in New Jersey or something.
Right.
That's really what they're talking about. They're talking about somebody did hashtag New Jersey flooding, and that's gotten 5,000 hits or whatever.
That's right. And generally speaking, in those circumstances, what's happening is that folks are actually retweeting those original tweets. And so, and with the hashtag tagged onto that, and therefore, you know, it's easier for other folks who may be looking for, you know, I mean, for instance, we might be down here in Miami and just kind of interested what's happening up there with that flood. And so we may potentially, you know, put in that search with that hashtag, and then we're able to actually communicate with people that are currently talking on that topic.
Wow, that is really neat. So the hashtag is really the entry to the, well, I guess the old man in me would call it the chat room.
Sure, you bet, you bet. And, you know, one of the other great things that
I can't believe that I referred to a chat room as being behind the times. That's pretty wild.
You're talking
how
back
fast,
to dial-up.
Yeah, right? Well, I used to do everything in DOS, you know?
That's scary, Jim.
So, oh, you know, I had punch cards in my first computer class.
One of the other things that I wanted to touch on was, again, you know, with my passion being in search engine optimization, I always try and find a way to identify certain people or certain groups. So that plays into the hashtag. But what Twitter also allows you to do is actually search based on keywords to see what people are talking about. So it may not be something that's actually utilizing a hashtag, but it might be the keyword that's actually used within that tweet. And so you can identify people talking on specific topics and reach out to them and share your own insights on that.
Yeah, I know that Matt had a episode on Twitter that really was kind of interesting. Matt, what happened with your TV and Twitter? Because I think that's
it was
a great
fabulous.
Story.
No, it was fantastic. I mean, basically, the bottom line is I tweeted about my Sony and how its life was really shortened, and I tweeted about it, and Sony reacted to me within 5 minutes.
Wow,
literally,
sure.
5 minutes they were calling me. And bottom line is, I got a brand new TV for like 80% off because they didn't want that bad publicity out there.
So maybe I should do hashtag Allstate to thank the guys from Allstate.
Absolutely.
That's a great idea. Absolutely. And, you know, the reality is that there are services and ways that you can literally do real-time searches on your brand and be able to identify when people are specifically talking about you so you can engage in the conversation. Rather than sitting on the sidelines and having people talk about you, you can engage them. If you have a problem, you can address it right there on the spot and actually be able to work with that and come to some real solutions that rather than taking a hit on your reputation, you can actually enhance your reputation by addressing the issue right on the spot.
Wow, it sounds like Twitter really is a powerful thing if you know how to use it.
That is absolutely true. And I tell you, you know, not to take it back to the articles, Jim, but it's a great way for us to promote your show, your Facebook page, your website, you know, all that messaging that you want to put out there. Twitter allows us the opportunity to do that on a regular basis.
Yeah. And what people and what I found on Twitter, I put up Hootsuite and I watch Twitter during the day. The tweets are only X numbers of letters long, but they almost always have a link to an article. I've been able to follow many of the sports columnists or news columnists or political columnists or business columnists. I have them all on Twitter. And when I'm in a moment of peace and quiet, I will take my Android phone out, and I will start scrolling on Twitter to see what the news is. And if I see something I want to read, I hit on the little link, and there it goes.
You know, and that brings me to a great point, Jim. You know, one of the things to keep in mind as you are putting out those tweets, a little bit different than Facebook, where you want to structure your post a little bit less frequently. With Twitter, it's quite the opposite. You know, you want to continuously be putting out those messages. And the main reason for that is that, you know, as that live feed scrolls down, your message ends up getting lost in there. And so you want to continuously be communicating with folks and putting out your own message so that you can continue to drive that traffic, again, to all your different platforms.
No, that's great advice. Now, if people want to get involved with you guys and have you help them with search engine optimization, Facebook pages, stuff like that, how do they reach out to you guys?
Yeah, they can reach us at 954-401-8636 or visit our website at www.associatesinbusiness.com or visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/associatesinbusiness.
All right, guys. Thanks again, as always, for helping me with the SEO and being gentle with me for not writing articles. But I will write more articles. I'm very good at it. I will get it down. And one of the things that we will have Peter Cassis install on my computer is voice recognition software so I could just... talk the stuff.
There you go. No, it's a pleasure. That we're having a great time with
this. I look forward to that one.
All right. Well, we're going to have a great time. And now we've got Adam Taub. Adam's holding on the other line. Hey, Adam, are you out there, bud?
I am.
All right. How's it going up in Boca? You seen Penny lately?
No, but Boca, I'm in West Palm. I'm an hour from Boca.
Oh,
man.
My God. Oh, yeah, you are an hour from Boca. No wonder you kills you to come down here. Well, listen, Adam, we've talked a lot about Estrella marketing. We've talked about opt-in email marketing. We've done a lot of things about small business. I always tout your big clients like DirecTV and other stuff like that. I thought it would be interesting if we could talk a little bit about how you can create a national type of program for somebody. Let's say that, for instance, a local chain of urgent care centers wants to get the word out there in 40 cities. Is that something you can help them with?
You bet I can. Absolutely. Now you're talking my language.
Oh, well, am I talking dirty to you?
That's right. You're getting sexy with me now.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's a good thing you're all the way up in West Palm, and I can't do anything about that right now. But really, what can you do for the big national companies? What do you do for them? And can't you do that same kind of level of service for a small businessman?
I can do it from the mom and pops all the way to the Fortune 500, and that's where my clients span to begin with. The whole key is, if you market to a specific, all the way down to a zip code, I can help you. Now, can I help you in large numbers if you only target to certain zip codes? No. I can help you in small numbers, but that's okay. If there's a way for me to help you, I'm gonna. But a national brand, there are millions of names that I have available that they can market to, and that's where it becomes a huge opportunity for them, because now they can get their word out there and, of course, promote themselves to a huge audience as opposed to, you know, a smaller audience. And that, you know, that makes a big difference. Nowadays, it's all about numbers. There's a lot of crowded space in advertising, as we all know. We're all marketed to constantly on a daily basis. And being able to send a direct email to somebody is very strong, and it's obviously still a popular medium. It's not losing any popularity at all. If anything, it's actually growing in popularity along with social media. So it's pretty good stuff.
Now, if somebody wanted to go see the kinds of stuff that you do or subscribe to your email blasts like I get, which thank you for sending those. They're great technical tips, and I would encourage anybody to sign up that could possibly do it. Tell me some of the things you've got going on, initiatives that people can do with you, things like that, because you've got a lot of interactive stuff going on.
We do. Actually, right now we're doing a lot of focus on helping people not only with their email marketing, but we're also doing a big focus on helping people with their landing pages and their doorway pages and with their websites themselves. So when we send traffic to these places, we want the site contact to really kick butt. And a lot of people now are wanting to go through and get a little bit of makeovers happening, because a lot of people's design is a little outdated. I mean, nowadays everyone's looking for more of a slick design and more user friendly interfaces and stuff, and that's something that we're helping people do too, because the key is you can get all the traffic in the world, but if somebody goes to the website and they don't like what they see or they don't feel confident in what they see, they're probably not going to make a purchase or submit information to become a lead.
Well, you know, Adam, it sounds like you and the guys from Associates should get together. It sounds like you have very complementary businesses, and you could actually help them increase the reach of what they do, and we do it. And so I'm sure that Javi and Alex will reach out to you, and maybe you can get in touch with them, and maybe we can even arrange for you guys to meet at Freedom Business next month.
Well, they contacted me last week, and we just haven't and I replied back to them, and we just haven't gotten on the phone yet. But there are going to be some things that we're going to be discussing, and we're going to be tag teaming some of our clients together and obviously trying to create some good synergies and how we can help each of our clients.
You know, it sounds great. And that's what it's all about, is the community of the people involved with Freedom Business, because what I really work hard to do is get guests on the show, regulars on the show that can do things together to make their businesses grow. That's what we try to do here. Now, Adam, we've really neglected how to get in touch with you. We try to do that a couple times during each segment. How do people get a hold of you, Adam?
Well, they can visit us online, have them come to our website at www.estrellamarketing.com. That's E-S-T-R-E-L-A, marketing.com. Again, it's estrellamarketing.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-378-7352.
I'll bet you have an awesome landing page.
You better believe it. I got to talk the talk here.
Oh, yeah, and you walk the walk, too.
That's right. Your stuff
is awesome, awesome. Just as a personal testimonial, I want to thank you so much for helping us to build our listenership. I know that out of the 150,000 emails that you get, usually you would see a tapering off of the listeners, but we keep getting very solid, steady numbers, which means people have found us through you and are listening, and it's all thanks to you, Adam. Well, maybe a little content from us.
But. Well, I was about to say, it's also a testament to your show. You have a good show, so people like it, and they're telling others.
Well, that's great. Now, Adam, what is your next big initiative that you have coming up at Estrella Marketing?
I would say the next big initiative is the data acquisition that we're working on.
Ooh.
It's really important for everyone to know that we're on the forefront of gathering new data on a daily basis. So through the e-survey relationships that we have with the major companies out there, we're getting in new data all the time. So everyone needs, whoever wants to target email addresses, target businesses, target consumers, where they check their emails, please get back to us and let us know what you're interested in. We have a list for you.
It sounds like you can customize anything for anybody. You know, when you first called me and we first talked, you know, sit down for this, it had to be a year ago, more than that.
More,
yeah, okay.
Crazy, right?
It's wild how long we've been working together. And I really didn't understand what you guys did. And in watching how you've helped us build our business, I can only give a testimonial to the fact that we are where we are today in no small part to your outreach and the things that you've done. And Adam, I want to thank you for that. Now, again, phone numbers and email address, because I know you talked fast, especially with the phone number.
Okay, you got it. It's 866-378-7352. Again, 866-378-7352, or visit us online at estrellamarketing.com, E-S-T-R-E-L-A marketing.com.
I want to thank Adam Taub from Estrella Marketing for helping me build my business, and I hope that you'll call on him to help have him help you build yours. This is Jim Fried with Fried on Business. We'll be right back after this short break. Thanks again, Adam. We really appreciate your help.
Thank you, Jim. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I want to jam it with you. We're jamming, jamming. And I hope you like jamming too. Ain't no rules, ain't no vow. We can do it anyhow. I and I will see you through. Cause every day we pay the price. We're the living sacrifice. We jam until the jam is through. We're jamming. The thing that jamming was the thing of the past.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Buying insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. We are back with Freed on Business, and the answer is yes to our emailer from earlier today, Penny. Victor does live in the mountains, and he's off the mountain on our show. Dr. Victor Franks, we're going to ask you right now, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, Jim, except it's getting ready to snow, and I'm still on. I didn't come down. I'm on the mountain, and it's ready to snow. I can touch the clouds.
Oh, my gosh. So it's like all like the low-hanging clouds, and they're pregnant with the snow.
Exactly.
Sorry, I'm from Miami. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'll be coming down there pretty soon. You know, when the weather starts to turn, you know me, I head for the Southland.
Yes, I know. You usually pass through St. Louis, catch a playoff game, and then head on down to Miami. I know you're drilled by now, Dr. F. What are we talking about today? We're talking about cleaning my body so that I don't get gallbladder issues?
Yes.
Why do I care about my gallbladder?
Well, that's a good question. Gallbladder is intrinsic to good digestion and fat metabolism, and it's all tied in with your liver. But before we get into that, I want to just mention something because I'm a little bit out of the loop here, and I just got
what because you're in the freaking mountains.
Well, yeah, and then I got on my computer this morning, and I'm in a recent Apple convert.
Oh yeah, we talked about that earlier.
Steve Jobs died, and it's like I knew he wasn't well.
He called him Jobs too. Am I wrong?
A lot of people call him Jobs. Well,
no, I thought it was Jobs. Okay.
Joe, well, Jobs.
Well, but we all know who you're talking about. The Edison of our generation.
Well, he's my age, and I'm going, wait a minute, this guy, but I didn't know the guy, but obviously he was a workaholic. You can't develop a company as amazing as Apple and not work all the time. And I'm sure he's a workaholic like so many of our listeners. And that's my concern is that the premise of my show is it's kind of silly to work really hard, become successful, and die. That's not a good plan.
No, actually, the plan is to live successfully, be very positive, and that's what you want.
Exactly, and that's what happened to him, and he's not the only one, is what I'm saying, and it doesn't need to be that way.
Well, what are we going to do to help our gallbladder out?
The thing is, it's a fairly simple process. I mean, obviously, you don't want to do it if you already got severe gallstones, but I mean, I'm talking about ahead of time and to just cleanse it. And it's fairly simple to do. You spend 5 days drinking a bunch of apple juice, at least a quart a day of organic, the thick stuff, not the stuff you can see right through.
Right.
And the malic acid from the apples has the effect of softening any potential gallstones that you may have. And I'm sure you know people who have had gallbladder operations or at least gallbladder attacks, and if you're too far into it, it can be dangerous to get some of these stones out because they're already enormous and they could actually plug up a bile duct. But if you take care of things like this ahead of time, It's fairly simple. I mean,
well Victor,
drink apple juice for 5 days, then not so hard.
Well, Victor, Matt's telling me that he really likes apple juice, but he doesn't like the thick, syrupy kind. So the thin kind doesn't work because you need to just drive this through?
If you want the thin kind, you actually get apples and juice them yourself. Then it's thin, and it's probably the best way to do it, too. But
Can I do that in the juicer? Can I use the juicer that Vivian has to do that?
Yeah, of course. That's excellent. The best way. I mean, because it's organic. It's got all the enzymes because it hasn't been pasteurized. So it's really the best kind, but most people aren't going to go to the trouble to juice their own apples.
Now, let's talk about that for a minute. You hit on a topic that I want to talk about, and that's enzymes, digestive enzymes. Now, I thought that was just a crock of Dr. Victor stuff, okay? And so I wasn't really paying attention to my digestive enzymes. And then I said, you know what? Let's see what these do. And I started incorporating them on the schedule that you suggested. They made a big difference. Are digestive enzymes really that important?
They're that important. And back to Steve Jobs, once again, when you're talking pancreatic anything, not, you know, his ultimately cancer, but your pancreas gets worn out by a couple of things. It's eating too much cooked food is one thing, and too much sugar, but the cooked food, when you eat cooked food of any sort, the temperature, anything over 117 degrees, kills the enzymes. So your body has to rob its own metabolic enzymes, convert it through the pancreas, and turn them into digestive enzymes, effectively robbing Peter to pay Paul.
So that could be, now I'm putting it together. The guy's a workaholic, works real hard, eats a lot of cooked foods, gets it processed, and he gets the pancreatic issues.
Coupled with stress and probably sugar, and I'm sure it's a classic case.
It's very difficult to be a hard driving business executive and eat right. I can tell you it's almost impossible to do on the road. I just went up to Orlando where the dude sideswiped me. Thanks again to the guys at Allstate for helping me out there. But the one thing that kept me going on the way home was the fresh fruit and the other good stuff like salads and healthy things that Vivian packed with me for travel.
And people all have enzymes.
Yeah. Well, people walk
live food.
Yeah. Well, they
don't have to be hardcore.
No.
A raw diet, but you need to incorporate those kind of things in your diet. And this gallbladder cleanse, the basis of it is apples. And you can get on the, I'm not going to go through the whole process, but it's basically consists of on Saturday, you eat lightly and then you take Epsom salt. You can use disodium phosphate as well, but Epsom salt's much more available. And you have to take that and then take it again a few hours later. And then you have to drink a half a cup of warm olive oil with fresh lemon juice, which is fairly disgusting.
Well, I think what you really need to do, Victor, is you need to blog about this, put this up on your blog, or email me and I'll blog about it and put it up on as an article on Freed on Business.
Yeah, or you could just look it up on the internet. There's tons of different
sites. No one wants to do that. We want to drive them to your website, Victor.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Earth to Victor.
All right. I just get, I got to go antelope hunting this weekend. What can I tell you?
All right. Well, listen, wrap it up. How do people get a hold of you? Get ready. I don't want you to get snowed on. I can already hear the clouds and snowflakes interfering with the cosmic oneness of your voice. So where do people find you? Where can they ask Dr. Franks?
They can call me at 305-975-8748 or www.askdrfranks.com.
And you will be back in town very soon. And so people, if they want to meet you, they want to find out how I lost 40 pounds in a healthful way without working out and stuff like that, they can get you. Again, Victor, what's your phone number?
305-975-8748.
Tee up Victor Franks when he's on his way, because once he gets here, it'll be tough to get. Thanks as always, Victor. We appreciate you calling in from the mountaintop.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
All right. Stay safe. We're now on with Mike Kwan. Mike is calling in. Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
Hey, good, Jim. Thanks for calling today.
Oh, Mike, your phone is really bad.
A little better?
No. Is he still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Let's give it a shot because Juan is trying to do his technology magic. So we're talking about the connection today between mental health and physical health. Help me out with that, Mike. Is there really a connection?
Yeah, definitely. Everybody's got that same – I'm actually hearing a little
back, so I don't know.
Hang up and call back. We're gonna do Lolly Fried's segment. Lolly Green is again. Okay, I outed her. She's my mom. She's up in Atlanta with her grandkids. God bless her. But this is what she wanted me to tell everybody this week. Making others happy. Naturally, we all want to make money at work, and that's the purpose after all. So we get busy doing what we do best and trust the result will be a good payoff. We do the same thing when we want to make other people happy. We figure we can get good results if we say or do something right to someone else. But can we really make somebody else happy? The answer is sadly no. That's their job, to feel happy from within themselves. What we can do is to be present for them, be supportive, be our best selves, and to some degree, it's like our work behavior, doing what we do best. We can only hope the others will get the message, see our example, feel our vibe, or whatever it is to help them help themselves. As a result, it's going to be a good one. Without lifting a finger, saying anything much, we'll have helped others feel good, feel better, and that's the desired result. One of the most valuable things we can do for someone else is encourage them to do their best. When they know that they've done it themselves, that's one of the most important elements of their happiness. It's a gift that they've given themselves. And Lolly, that's why I mentor young people. I think that everybody should have that approach. How are we doing with Mike's phone? Mike, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
All right, Earth to Mike Kwan. So what's the link? Right. What's the link between good health and good nutritional health and good physical health and good mental health? Help me out here, Mike.
All right, well, there's definitely that link there. I got a couple of quick tips here or quick facts. Actually, you know, children that's been able to kind of train their balance has been able to offset their anxiety issues. And also older people that work out constantly, they actually have a better memory as they get older. They're actually able to retain a little bit more information than ones that aren't able to work out. So those are a couple of things that, you know, to keep in mind as far as the mental and physical link. But it actually also with the stress and anxiety that I know that most of us go through every day, getting into the gym or working out, running around, you actually get a good, you know, you get the good endorphin release, and sometimes you get a good quality of amount of that throughout the week or throughout the month, and you build that up, and eventually you just actually start feeling better about yourself.
Well, Mike, we're still having a little problem with your phone and everything. What I'd like to do is people can reach you. They can go to siphonfitness.com, right?
Right.
Okay, that's S-Y-P-H-O-N?
Yes.
Fitness.
And fitness.
.com. And mm-hmm. And what's your number, Mike?
It's 972-978-7846.
And give it again, because I kind of blacked out.
Okay, it's 972-978-7846.
All right, Mike, I'm really sorry that we're going to have to cut it short, because it's just really not doing well on the phone there. We got to get you a new phone. But
okay.
I'll look
it's
forward.
My iPhone, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, well, Steve Jobs, the poor guy passed away. Maybe he's playing hooky on all of the iPhones. I have no idea. Maybe it's the cell you're in. But Mike, we'll be back with us next week. And, Mike, I look forward to seeing you then. Okay. Be well. Give me a call off the air. We'll talk about everything.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
All right. Take care. Mike Kwan. And now we're up with Matt Gold. Matt's going to teach us about making burritos. Matty, you're up.
Chicken burritos, Jim.
All right.
Chicken burritos.
All right. Well, I'm glad you cleared your throat for the entire audience there before you
heard
spoke.
That?
Oh, yeah. I sure did.
Excuse me, audience. I'm sorry about that.
We need to give you one of those.
I was all salivating from this Mexican's food. It's like, it's so tasty.
Olé. Get rocking. Give it to me, dude.
Okay. So, look, we talked about roasted chicken a couple weeks back, right?
Yeah.
And you know, it was the most delicious roast chicken you've ever had.
It was. It was fabulous.
And so now you're going to have some leftovers.
Right.
What I want you to do is take the birds, the actual leftovers,
right,
and rip off the chicken from the carcass. Shred Whoa. It right off the carcass with your hands.
Carcass is such a Such a word.
You like that?
I don't like that word.
I'm sorry. We'll have to fix that one.
How about just pulling the chicken meat off the bone?
The bone.
Does that work?
That's much smoother.
Well, that's certainly much more appetizing.
I was thinking about the mountain and Victor and get all, you know.
Carcassy?
There you go. He's going after antelope, he said.
He is going after antelope.
So I just got all excited.
He'll probably bring us back antelope jerky. Don't kid you. Don't laugh. He's done
it before.
I've
actually had that before. It's good.
Yeah, you're nuts.
Anyway, so you take this chicken that you've made, this delicious chicken, you gently separate it from the bone.
There you go.
You put it on the side.
Okay.
Hopefully you have enough. If you're not, you're going to get some more chicken. You're going to cook it, and you're going to do like a little boil of chicken.
So
it's
now
delicious.
I have chicken
on the side.
On the side.
Then I'm going to take it into a skillet. I want you to take basically a half a cup of regular rice.
White rice
would be regular.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I want you to pour in that the rice.
Cooked? And
I want you to put it in a skillet. I want you to turn it on medium high.
Okay.
I want you to throw in some onions.
Right.
And I want you to just saute it together with like a tablespoon of oil.
The uncooked rice.
Uncooked rice.
Okay.
The oil and the onions.
Sounds like I'm making fried rice.
No lice, just rice. Okay. Correct. We're going to make it until the onions are translucent, which is about 5 or 7 minutes. And we got the rice. It's going to get a little bit brown.
Okay. It sounds good.
Then I want you to take about a cup of chicken broth.
Right.
Pour that in there once you get to that point, you know, where they're translucent.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
I got you. I hope the audience has you, but I do.
Well, that's what I want you to do.
Okay.
I then want you to throw in some garlic, and I want you to throw the chicken back in. And then I want you to cover it.
Not the carcass, the chicken.
Just the chicken, the nice that you separates politely
okay.
from the bone.
Right.
Polite. You like that?
I thought that was good. Why are
okay.
you asking them? They don't care.
So anyway, you get it all in this beautiful skillet and let it simmer until all the broth has evaporated. It's going to be about 15 minutes.
Okay, so it simmered, the broth's evaporated. What it really did was it got absorbed in the rice.
In the rice.
Okay.
With the chicken. It's all together, baby.
Oh, chicken and rice.
That's it.
Oh.
Meanwhile, in that 15
That's
minutes.
That's a big meal in this town.
It's huge. I don't know about Boca, but down here it is.
Well, Penny likes it too, obviously.
Okay, well, then in the other skillet, we're going to heat up some refried beans. Do you ever have refried beans?
No. But they sound delicious.
They are. You can buy them in any supermarket anywhere. You take a can, a 16-ounce can, open it up, and heat it up. It's fabulous.
I can't wait to do this when I get home.
It's going to be top-notch, baby.
Oh, Matt, you're just making me laugh so hard, but keep going.
I love it.
Don't stop now.
Look, you're going to get some burrito shells.
The poor guys from Associates are just crying. They're laughing so hard.
Do they like this kind of stuff?
Yes, they do. That's why they're listening.
So here we are. You got those beautiful burrito, what's it called? Tortillas, right?
Tortillas, yeah.
You got to take the
tortilla. You got to get the technical terms down pat before you do this, Matt.
It's funny. I know exactly how to do it, but sometimes to share it with the audience is sometimes a little.
It's called pen and paper, Matt. Write it down.
I actually got it right here.
Oh, great.
It's all there.
Well,
I should
read it.
That's the whole point.
You're nutcase.
After you got the rice simmered and it's all dried out with, not dried out, but all evaporated,
it's been
absorbed. Thank you. See, this is unbelievable.
I'm on the radio for a reason.
I'm glad you're here.
I have a vocabulary.
Whatever helps. You're going to take some of that deliciousness that you created in that skillet, the rice and the chicken.
It actually does sound good. I'm just breaking your chops.
And you're going to take the nice burrito tortilla shell, right?
Yes.
You're going to fill them. You're going to put enough in the middle, probably 2, maybe 3 tablespoons worth of rice and chicken.
Right.
And another tablespoon of refried beans.
Right.
Then you're going to fold the shell and make a nice little burrito.
I'm going to roll my own.
You're going to do it all by yourself.
All right.
And then you're going to take it, and I want you to put it into a dish. You can either serve it right then and there, and you can then serve it just like that. You can serve it with a little dollop of sour cream, dollop of guacamole.
Wait, what's
and
a dollop?
Salsa.
What's a dollop?
You never heard of a dollop?
I have, but maybe somebody. This guy hasn't. Look at the face.
Oh, you know what? I didn't mean to be so technical.
You're
here
very
I am.
Technical.
Look at that.
You used the word taco shell. I don't know what it
means.
Well,
I also started with carcass, so who knows?
Yeah.
But anyway, a dollop is a nice heaping teaspoon of whatever you're heaping. You got it?
Can That's you picture like, it's keeping? Like a pinch, only a lot of pinches.
A lot of pinches, but on a teaspoon.
All right, okay? Matt, wrap it up. Come on.
So gotta, here you go. Here. You got that. Now, if you want to go really crazy and you want to do this in advance, you put it in a nice little, you know, Pyrex dish, and you line up, let's say, six of these delicious burritos.
They don't know what Pyrex is either,
you know,
Matt.
What Pyrex is?
They're not cooks, they're
these
guys.
These are business executives. They know what this is.
I know what Pyrex is.
Okay, it's a glass. Can I say that on the air?
You can say it.
Glass dish. It's about an inch and a half deep, and it's about like 9 by 11 or 8 and a half by 11.
Your mom makes her cake in.
There you go.
Okay.
Now they know.
But Matt, wrap it up.
So they got the six burritos in there, and they got the cheese, and you put it in the oven, you reheat it, and it's delicious, and you'll serve it, and you'll be happy.
I love it when you end in 30 seconds. It's absolutely terrific. Now,
whatever I could do.
All right. I'm going to keep talking. I don't know what you're doing. You give me, what happened to the signs, Juan? All right, I want to make sure everybody joins me tomorrow at the ULI NAIOP. Juan is shaking his head because he's not going, but I'm going to go. Juan, I don't have your list of what to do. I'm sorry. What? I'm terrible. I'm having a terrible show today?
No?
I'm terrible. I'm a bad guy. But if I'm such a bad guy, you want to make sure you meet me at the ULI NAIOP joint program tomorrow at the Signature Grand. And also, the ULI is also having a program on the 19th at the Marlins Ballpark. You can register for either the Marlins Ballpark private tour, which I am going to go on, or the NAIOP ULI joint program on Friday by calling the ULI at, oh my goodness. Well, you can go to, oh, here it is, 202-624-7000. That's 202-624-7000. Gets you the ULI national number. You can call 1-800-321-5011. 1-800-321-5011. Join me at the ULI NAIOP joint event tomorrow, or join me on the Marlins tour on October 19th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Again, call ULI at 1-800-321-5011. I should keep talking some more. Thank you, Juan. Is it time for me to go to my rant? Thank you, because you're a part of my rant. You're driving me nuts today. All right. I really want to do this again. Last week I said, be good to yourselves out there on the Autobahn, and some guy ran me off the road. So that really just absolutely lit my candle. The guys at Allstate helped me out incredibly. From the person on the phone that called me when I didn't have my proof of insurance, they emailed it to me. They were terrific. But the guy on the road, forget about it. So you got to keep your eyes on the road. The guys that are coming up and slaloming left and right behind you on the road, let the guy go by. If he gets blocked by somebody in front of you, still wait. Let it until the guy is out of your sight. These are bad people. You know, on the commercial where they say mayhem? Mayhem is driving on the road behind you. It's actually happening. So be careful out there. Be good to each other. And remember that this is Jim Fried. I'd like to thank all our sponsors. I'd like to thank you, our listeners. I'd like to remind you to go to our Facebook page. Remember, we're going to have a new sweepstakes starting next week. I want to make sure you like our show. Tell your friends to like our show. Enter the contest. This is Jim Fried, Fried on Business. Look for us on 880 AM next Thursday at 5. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Around with Jim.